All right, so welcome to the deep dive. Today we're diving into a web forum dedicated to, Homestuck. And for anyone out there who might not be like super familiar, Homestuck is this massive multimedia kind of epic, right?
It ran online for like years, gained a huge passionate fan base.
Yeah.
It's a kind of notoriously complex, full of its own, slang and mythology.
Yeah, like a giant inside joke, but it unfolds across comics, animations, music, all that stuff.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about what we're looking at today is that it's, an excerpt from a forum specifically dedicated to Homestuck. So it's like we're stepping right into the heart of this fandom.
Yeah, like imagine a space where these fans gather to like dissect every little detail, debate theories, share their love for this intricate world.
Absolutely.
But we're not just browsing the forum in general, are we? We're actually like focusing on a specific user, right? The one who signs their posts as Guillet.
Right. It's like we're, I don't know, almost like digital detectives trying to put together a portrait of this individual based on their online footprint.
Like, what do their posts tell us about them, their personality, their relationship with the fandom, how they kind of evolve within this online community, that kind of thing?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, so let's like unpack this, right? In one of their first posts, GHK mentions not taking, the stuff on the forum too seriously. And this could suggest maybe they're, kind of new to this whole thing or trying to figure out the social dynamics of it all. It's a subtle thing, but it does make you think, how people adjust their online persona to fit in different spaces.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because it shows you how people think about these things, how they present themselves.
Totally. Okay, so as we go deeper into these posts, we see GHK initially using like a lot of internet shorthand,
Yeah.
literally just GHK as their username.
Right. But then later on, they actually apologize for typing like that.
Yeah, they get called out by another user too, right? Someone's like, "Why are you typing like that? IME, Nukework just dropped." Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's almost like they're transitioning from a newbie to someone more, integrated into the community.
It's almost like they're code switching, but for an online community. I mean, do you think it's conscious or just like a natural thing as they spend more time in the forum?
That's a great question. They could be a little both, right?
Yeah.
Maybe consciously they realize, okay, proper grammar, spelling, that fits better with how everyone else communicates here. But maybe unconsciously, they're just absorbing all these norms and naturally adapting their own, their own behavior.
Like osmosis, but for internet slang. Now, among all the like Homestuck talk and all the in jokes, there are these little things that really stand out, like GHK mentions a cursed tablet messing with their Debian install.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a tiny glimpse into their real life, their tech skills, that kind of thing.
It makes you wonder, is it just a random tech issue? Or, like, is there some, Homestuck weirdness seeping into reality?
Right. And then there's this post where Gase mentions a John Jake coded boy obsessed with King Dakar. Now, John and Jake, those are like these character archetypes from Homestuck,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. So they're taking these fictional ideas and applying them to people they know, like in real life.
Yeah, blurring the lines, fandom meets reality makes you think how much of Gake's offline life is like wrapped up in their online fandom.
It's really interesting to think about how those two things can influence each other.
Totally. And then there's the character.ai stuff. Like, we can't ignore all these links to character.ai profiles in Gake's post. For anyone listening who doesn't know, character.ai is this platform where you can create and interact with AI chatbots based on fictional
So
characters.
we see this potential crossover, right? This Homestuck forum and this world of AI-generated content.
And what's really striking are the labels on some of these profiles, like Nazi, Dersite, Frog, and Jew. I mean, come on, those are pretty intense.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It makes you wonder if it's like typical humor for this forum or is DKK kind of pushing the boundaries here? It's hard to say without, more context.
Right, that's the challenge, isn't it? Trying to interpret these online communications, especially in these niche communities.
Like what might be shocking or offensive to someone outside the fandom could be like totally normal banter or even satire among the members. Context is everything in these spaces.
It's like trying to understand a conversation in a foreign language without knowing the cultural nuances.
Exactly. And then there's the NTR thing that pops up a lot in these posts. For anyone not familiar, NTR stands for Netterrare, which is it's a genre that often deals with, infidelity and betrayal. It might be a sensitive topic for some, but it seems to be something they talk about and analyze quite a bit in this forum. probably reflecting specific Homestuck storylines or fan interpretations.
Right. It's important to keep that context in mind.
Absolutely. We're not here to like endorse or condemn, just trying to understand its role within this specific community.
Absolutely.
As we keep going through Dex posts, we see little hints of other discussions, inside jokes, that kind of thing. There's stuff about toilet humor, Persona 3 plus Bo character, unified topsters, even a bouquet and sauna analysis doc.
It's incredible. Each one is like a little clue, a little breadcrumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Leading us deeper into this fandom rabbit hole.
Totally. So to kind of wrap up this first part of our deep dive, we've already learned quite a bit about DHK and this Homestuck forum, right? We've seen them trying to fit in, their sense of humor, how they connect Homestuck to real life.
Their willingness to engage with, you know, some pretty sensitive stuff.
Yeah. It paints a picture of someone who's like really invested in this fandom and constantly changing within it. And as we continue to explore their posts, I'm really curious to see what else we can discover about Dork, about this community, and just this whole phenomenon of online fandom in general.
Me too. It's fascinating stuff.
All right, so we're back and ready to like dive even deeper into this Homestuck forum. We left off talking about all those little breadcrumbs, right? The toilet humor, that bouquet and sauna analysis. It all hints at this crazy world that these fans have built around the webcomic. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, I kind of want to go back to something you said earlier about how online spaces can shape how we communicate.
Yeah, totally. And it's not just, you know, how we write either.
Right.
It's also about navigating, like, social situations, you know.
Yeah.
Forming relationships, even dealing with conflict. Online communities, especially ones like this, centered around, you know, these niche interests, they kind of become like little microcosms of real world social dynamics.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a mini society, but online. And speaking of online conflict, there's this post where Gay K reacts to someone being called like a squatter on the forum.
Oh, right.
And they seem kind of hesitant to get involved at first. Like they say, if this squatter is actually becoming a problem to people I consider cool, maybe I ought to be more proactive. Like almost weighing their loyalty to their online friends against the potential drama of confronting this squatter.
It's interesting, right? You see that sense of community, you know, that belonging that forms online.
Yeah.
GK clearly values the relationships they've built. They don't want to cause any trouble. But like at the same time, they know that, you know, sometimes not doing anything can have consequences. It's a classic dilemma.
Yeah.
Happens online and offline.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just external conflicts either.
Right.
There are these moments where Kix seems to be dealing with some like internal struggles too. Like in one post, they just come out and say, I resent myself for being such a pervert.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just this like raw, honest statement.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder what prompted that kind of, you know, introspection.
It's hard to say without knowing more, but it could be a reaction to something on the forum or maybe just, you know, like a broader reflection on themselves. It's a good reminder that these digital spaces, they can also be, you know, places for self-discovery.
Yeah.
Even if it means facing some uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's, you know, it's Cake's sense of humor, which we kind of already touched on. Mm-hmm. They've got this like quick wit, right? And this way of like layering jokes that you really need to know Homestuck, no internet culture to really get.
It's very sharp, yeah.
Yeah. Like one example, they talk about winning this Mahitano VA signed postcard from Deal Site, but they missed out because they hit the character limit talking about how I couldn't get hard to it because I was too stirred. Like it's so absurd.
It's great.
Self-deprecating, but you really got to be deep in the fandom to like fully understand it.
It is like a secret handshake, but funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really shows the tone of this whole community, you know, playful, ironic. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
For sure. And speaking of your humor, there's this running joke about the female Homestuck characters having like toilet humor equivalents to their NTR gimmicks.
Yeah.
Probably a niche type of humor. A bit crude, too.
Not for everyone, that's for sure. But it speaks to how humor online can be so unique and, you know, sometimes a little transgressive. What might seem offensive to some is like a form of bonding for them.
Yeah, their own inside language.
It's important to remember, though, that being anonymous online, it can sometimes, you know, embolden people to say things they might never say in person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's this post where Bashike says, I wish my parents were Hitlers. Pretty disturbing, right?
Yeah.
Raises some red flags, makes you question their intent.
it's a good reminder that we're only seeing a small part of GHK through these posts.
Yeah.
It's tough to know their true intentions, some full context.
Yeah, it's like a snapshot.
Exactly. We have to be careful about, you know, drawing conclusions about someone based just on their online activity.
Right, right. Complex issue, for sure. To shift gears a bit, let's talk about how GHK engages with, like, other stuff outside of Homestuck. Like, they mentioned getting frustrated with their plan to read list on My Animalist.
Oh, yeah.
Which, for anyone listening, it's a site where you can track and rate anime and manga. They say they can't filter by genre and instantly got a migraine.
Relatable.
Totally. It's like anyone who's ever tried to organize their, you know, their ever-growing media list knows that feeling.
It shows that even in this, you know, niche community, they have other interests.
Yeah.
They're not just in a Homestuck bubble.
Yeah, they're participating in all these other fandoms, too. And we see that with their posts about Persona, which is another popular video game series. They mention a Persona 3 plus Boo character and even, like, compare themselves to one.
It's cool how they draw these parallels between different fandoms.
Right? Yeah.
Like using characters and tropes from one to describe themselves or others in another.
Yeah, yeah. It speaks to how interconnected all of fandom culture really is.
Absolutely. It's like they're taking inspiration from all these different places, finding those common threads.
Yeah, building their own mythology in a way.
Exactly.
And amidst all these, like, discussions and jokes, we get these little peeks into Greg's personal life. They talk about cleansing their room of a Beanie Baby's influence, feeling like a Persona 2 fan unfollowed them, even having a, quote, very short but intense e-crush on someone named Mick. It's, you know, these seeming little details that add so much depth to our understanding of Guy Crace as a person.
Yeah, you realize behind the online persona, there's a real person there. With emotions, relationships, experiences.
Yes, totally. It's like we're piecing together this, like, mosaic, right? Each post, each comment is another tile.
It's a good analogy.
And as we head into the last part of our deep dive, we'll keep exploring those personal touches, those moments of, you know, vulnerability and humor that make GHK so interesting. But when we come back, we'll see how GHK engages with the bigger themes and discussions within this Homestuck forum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so welcome back to the deep dive. We've spent, like, the last two segments really getting to know GHK through these forum posts, right?
Yeah.
Personality, humor, even those little glimpses into their real life.
Yeah.
But now I kind of want to shift gears a bit and look at how they engage with some of the bigger, deeper themes and discussions happening, you know, within the Homestuck fandom itself.
Yeah, good point. We've seen them navigate the, you know, the social dynamics of this space, but now we can really look at their intellectual curiosity, how they approach analyzing Homestuck.
Exactly. So one thread that really caught my eye was HK's response to a discussion about NTR, that genre we talked about involving infidelity. They admit to not being a fan, but then they get curious about this concept of true romanticism that gets mentioned.
Interesting. Shows them, you know, engaging with something maybe a little outside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Not dismissing it, but, like, actively trying to understand the different perspectives and interpretations.
Yeah, hints at a willingness to at least consider ideas, even if they don't, you know, personally jive with them.
A sign of a good thinker, for sure.
Totally. And this analytical side of them, it extends to how they engage with Homestuck itself. Like, there's this post where they're talking about a potential Bouquet and Sauna analysis doc.
Right, right. Now, Bouquet and Sauna, those probably refer to specific, you know, elements within the Homestuck universe. Could
yeah.
be characters, storylines, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that GK is thinking about creating a whole analysis document, it shows a real desire to, like, dig deep,
yeah.
right, into the symbolism, themes, maybe even the psychology of those elements.
They even they share a picture of a scarf, right? And they point out how one character replaces it with something made from another character's fabrics. And they call it the good sting.
Oh, wow.
It's like they're fascinated by how relationships change, how objects can hold, like, symbolic weight within the story.
It's cool, right? Because it shows how dedicated fans, they go beyond just, you know, enjoying the story. They're looking for those hidden layers, those deeper meanings.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like they become co-creators, adding their own interpretations and analyses to the whole fabric of the fandom.
That's a great way to put it.
And then there's this moment where Jeet just stumbles on this YouTube video that like perfectly echoes their thoughts on Homestuck. And they say, when the YouTube soyjack makes the point you've been making all this time.
Oh, yeah. Now, for our listeners, a soyjack, that's an internet meme, often used to kind of mock or stereotype certain online personas.
Right. Thanks for clarifying. So what's interesting here is GHK is getting validation for their ideas from this, like, totally unexpected source.
It happens, you know.
It shows how online spaces can connect people who think alike, you know?
That moment of, hey, I'm not alone in this.
Exactly. And then later on, GHK gets even more more philosophical, suggesting that Homestuck itself might represent a squashed and frustrated sense of wanderlust. Which is, I mean, that's a really interesting take.
It is. It shows how fandom can, you know, spark some really deep reflection.
Yeah.
Fans use their own experiences, their own perspectives to find, you know, new meanings within the source material.
Yeah. It's like they're looking in a mirror, but the mirror is Homestuck. And they're seeing, you know, reflections of themselves they didn't expect.
It's a great way to think about it.
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into DHK and this Homestuck forum, it's interesting to think back to their apology at the beginning, you know, about not taking things too seriously.
Right.
Knowing what we know now about their engagement, their analytical side, all that, it takes on a new meaning, you know?
It does.
Less about avoiding conflict, more about acknowledging that they were like an outsider at first, new to the rules, new to how things work in this specific space.
Yeah, good point. It's a reminder that first impressions online, they can be deceiving.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we ultimately say about GPay based on all this?
I think we see someone who's really, you know, embedded in this niche fandom.
Yeah.
But also constantly evolving within it. Funny, introspective, analytical, and clearly passionate about Homestuck.
We've seen them try to fit in those moments of vulnerability, their intellectual curiosity, and how they connect with others. It's been fascinating.
It has.
Geek's Journey, it kind of reflects the broader experience of being a fan in this digital age, you know? It's about finding your people, your tribe, exploring your passions, making those connections that can really, you know, enrich both our online and offline lives.
Could have said it better myself.
We hope this deep dive has given you a little glimpse into the world of online fandom and the complex people who make it up. So as you navigate your own online spaces, just remember, there's always more than meets the eye. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.